fourth knot is a bowline. The bowline is a loop knot primarily used in boating, but also in the outdoors and around the house. The bowline is great for forming a fixed loop at the end of the line quickly. First, start by making an overhand loop towards the working end. The loose end is then brought through the bottom, through the loop, around the working end, and then back through the top of the loop. To do this quickly, I swoop around the working end and rotate my wrist. This forms a loop. The line can be put around the working end, brought through the loop, and then tightened back up. With a little bit of practice, you can do this one-handed. And this is what it should look like when you're done. Knot number 5 is the figure eight loop. This is one of my favorites because I use it a lot during rock climbing. The figure eight loop is used a lot in sailing, in the outdoors, and also during climbing as well, and is great for forming a fixed loop at the end of the line that's unlikely to slip. Starting with the bite, drape it over your hand. Snake it around the front of your hand, through the back, and then fish the bite through the eyelet. Another way to do this is to bend the bite and twist it 2 times. Bring it through the back, and you've formed a figure eight. If you're attaching through a fixed loop, you're going to need to do a figure eight follow through. Start by making a single figure eight with 1 strand. You'll bring the loose end through whatever object you're looping through, and then you'll go and retrace the exact same steps, beginning from the exit. When you're done, make sure that everything is dressed so that everything lays nice and flat. I saved my favorite knot for number 7, the tautline hitch. The tautline hitch is an adjustable loop used a lot in boating, outdoors, and home and garden. Its primary function is to adjust tension on the line. Fish the non-working end through whatever you're going to be attaching to. Form a loop, and do 2 passes on the inside of that loop. Going the same direction, form another loop, and then pass it through. You know you've done this right when the loop goes one way and your trailing end goes the other way. Loosing and tightening is easy as grabbing the knot and sliding it around.
Double fisherman's knot is commonly used to join 2 pieces of cord or rope, and it is a strangle knot, which means that under pressure it tightens up even more. In some cases you even need to cut the knot in order to release it. To tie it, we're first going to take 1 cord, in this case the bottom one, and we're going to wrap it around the other cord twice in an X shape. Then tuck the end under the top of this X. With the other cord, we're going to wrap it around the front again twice to form the X shape. Then tuck the end under at the bottom of the X. tighten up this knot as well and pull on the cords. This creates the bind that is extremely strong.
Start the cinch knot by taking the working end of your line over and down on the anchorage. Bring the end around in front of its own standing part, and then take the end back up behind the anchorage and bring it down in front once again. Tuck the end through the bite, and with it now parallel to the standing part, pull snugly. To make this knot more secure and more useful, tuck the working end back through the basic knot, and you'll see that it holds much better. Without that final step, the rope could loosen and pull through.